It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Time for a mini drive Brouhaha Brews News with Herlinda. And it's brought to you by Russian River Brewing Company, of course. And we've got a special beer, and so does our guest on the phone in San Antonio, Texas. Herlinda's here, and we'll talk about that in a moment. I want to introduce Marcus Baskerville, Weathered Souls Brewery. And the headline in Forbes was, Weathered Souls Black is Beautiful campaign is showing racial solidarity in the world of craft beer. Marcus, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing
today? Oh, we're okay. I'm going to be very lame here, but all our 18,000 listeners are used to that. I had to say, Marcus Baskerville, Baskerville, how's the hound? See, I'm a huge Sherlock Holmes fan, man. I'm just a huge Sherlock Holmes fan.
Yeah, we get that often.
So you guys are in San Antonio?
Yes, sir.
I was just telling Herlinda, I lived in Austin for 6 years, and every time I had guests, I would make them get in the car, and I would drive them to San Antonio, because I'm such, besides a Sherlock Holmes fan, a great fan of the Alamo, and San Antonio's a great place.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy San Antonio. I've been here now for about 8 years. Great city.
You're originally from Sacramento, right?
Yes, ma'am. I grew up in Rancho Cordova, California, like a little suburb of Sacramento. So I've been in Texas now for 8 years.
Cool. Before we get into the Black is Beautiful campaign, tell us all about Weathered Souls Brewery down there.
So we've been approaching our four-year anniversary. Will be this year in November. We're a 20-barrel, three-vessel system. Our motto at the brewery is it's all about the beer. We tend to stick to supporting local. We use a local grain distributor. We use a lot of local ingredients as far as what we use for adjuncts and different things like that. We're pretty popular for our city. We've been the number one brewery in the city the last 2.5-3 years. Outside of that, we're more known for our stout. That's what normally was the craft beer friends typically go more crazy for, trade for, different things like that. We have a pretty decent distro platform. Well, did before the pandemic, obviously. We're in over 100 locations. Our West Coast IPA was selling 3-to-1 to any other IPA in the city. We've been doing pretty well even through the pandemic. Moved to kind of a more small batch to-go delivery type format, and the city supported greatly with making sure that we got to stay open and keep all of our employees and all that good stuff.
Very cool. Herlinda.
So as soon as I saw this story, I jumped on it about the Black is Beautiful collaboration. And at the time when I first saw the story, you were at 283 breweries were collaborating with you on this. And what number are you up to now?
We're almost to 600.
Wow, that's amazing. All over the world, right? Not just America?
Yep. So we're in about, I think, 15 countries now.
Wow.
And then, this morning, the Philippines and a brewery in the Philippines and then a brewery in France signed on.
Wow. Weathered Souls in San Antonio, Texas is one of a few, apparently, black-owned breweries. Am I correct there?
There's not very many.
I am a co-owner. My business partner, who is obviously Caucasian, owns the majority. But, yes, I do own part of Weathered Souls Brewing Company.
All right.
Do you know how many African-American-owned breweries there are in the United States, by chance?
There's less than 30.
Wow. I know we don't have any here in Sonoma County. I know you know Sonoma County if you were in Sacramento as well. So you know the station is right between Russian River Brewery, both the downtown and the New Windsor one. And I heard you had a conversation with Natalie today.
Yeah, so I had messaged Natalie last week to kind of let her know about the initiative. Russian River is actually one of my all-time favorite breweries. I still have my brother send me Pliny, and, I just had a friend send me a beatification not too long ago. That's, my nostalgia beers, that I can drink all the time. And so I basically sent her a message and told her about the initiative, and she messaged, well, I woke up to the message this morning. Obviously, you know, you guys are a little bit of time difference. And, yeah, Russian Rivers and went to the Black and Beautiful Initiative. So that was an amazing thing to wake up to this morning, considering, you know, your favorite brewery.
Very cool.
Supporting something that you created, and especially as big as Russian River is. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Marcus Baskerville is with us. What a cool name. He is a co-founder of Weathered Souls Brewing Company in San Antonio, Texas. So we're talking Pliny for President, okay? And you've got a can of this, I guess, Herlinda?
So I just cracked open one to toast with Marcus, and he said he's got a can there at home with him. And he doesn't have to share something.
So my dad and my brother and dad just came to town, and so... my brother ended up bringing me a few cans, so that is what I am currently drinking. Pliny for President.
Herlinda, talk about the Pliny for President beer from Russian River Brewing.
One of the few beers I've ever stood in line for. I went there. It was a one day release. I think they're going to be doing another release on the 15th, and I was really excited about it. And it's also canned, which is, you know, also unusual for Russian River. But it is Free the Hops, Pliny for President 2020. It's a double dry hopped. It's a little different recipe than the Pliny for the Elder. And let's take a taste.
Well, I'm at the nose here. What a fantastic nose. Marcus, you got one. What do you think? Talk about it.
Oh, it's tasting great. So for me, obviously, the nose is a little more robust than the other Pliny iteration. You could definitely tell that it was double dry hopped. It's a little more pungent in flavor, which I love. So I love West Coast IPAs. It has a little more dankness to it. I'm a fan so far.
What style is the Black is Beautiful beer going to be? And does everybody get to do their own recipe, or how's this work?
So the Black is Beautiful beer is going to be a stout. So, again, we're pretty much known for our stout. Not self-proclaimed at all, but, you know, people refer to the Weathered Souls Brewery as the Stout Kings of Texas. So I thought it would be appropriate to go ahead and do a 10% stout. And basically the reason behind that is dealing with, one, what the initiative is about. So, you know, dealing with persons of color, Black people. And so our label is basically puzzle pieces that go from the different hues of brown to black.
Like
and
a stout.
So, it 100% exactly. So I thought it was appropriate to go ahead and do a stout because that falls within the same range as the color hue as well. And then basically we ended up putting the recipe on the blackisbeautiful.beer website, and there's a homebrew version and then a commercial version. If you're a commercial brewery, then you would download the recipe. We are completely 100% open to creativity. So I know a lot of different people are putting in some adjuncts and doing some different things with the beer. This is just a pretty much a base blank canvas, and then, you know, the consumers have their – I mean, the breweries have their paintbrush to try to make it, you know, whatever beer that they want to go ahead and make it into.
We had Dr. J on. I'm sure you know her, Dr. Jackson Beckham, the PhD, who was also the Brewers Association ambassador on diversity and inclusivity. We were talking about her off the air a little bit earlier, and you also know Annie Johnson. But one of the things Dr. J was saying in her article, 15 Things That You Can Do to Help, she said, if you have a skill set, it doesn't have to just be marching. It can be a skill set, art, accounting to help a nonprofit, et cetera. But of course, brewing is a skill set.
Yeah, definitely. And so basically the way that I see this is, and like we were talking offline, to me, the brewing industry has basically been the forefront. If you look for any huge initiative that has gone on, we've had Resilience, we've had the All Together, and now
for the Fire.
And you look at the brewing industry, and nobody has rose to the occasion in any industry possible that there is outside of the brewing industry. You figure there's been hundreds of breweries that have been involved in all of these initiatives. So I thought it was almost, you know, when I was challenged to go ahead and turn this into a collaboration, I thought it would just be perfect because I knew that the brewing industry was going to rise to the challenge.
And who does it benefit, or what does it benefit a foundation? I think like every brewery can like do their own local donation.
What the idea behind that is one, I didn't want to be responsible for everybody's money.
Good, I understand.
Also, I thought that the way that it should go is that there's so many breweries around the United States, right? And there's so many different local organizations, so many different local foundations that need help. And so being that there's so many different breweries, and now that this is worldwide, it would be more meaningful for these breweries to go ahead and donate to local entities. And then by donating to local entities, that is also going to open up that discussion and conversation amongst the rest of the community. And so now breweries are going to be able to get involved into these foundations and different things like that, supporting injustice and equality, and basically be the forefront of creating those conversations within their neighborhood.
That's a beautiful thing, Marcus. It's very cool.
And within the lines of that, you know, there's also some breweries that are also going above and beyond and creating different initiatives within their own brands and breweries to create change. So I know, like, Fremont created some implementations that they're going to start doing some quality training at the brewery and some other things. I know that Tired Hand already for a year or two has been doing the whole internship for people of color. And so what I'm hoping that this initiative does is open up that line of conversation, that line of discussion, and those thought processes amongst the rest of the breweries to go ahead and start getting more involved within their communities, dealing with persons of color and whatnot.
And women.
You know, at the end of the day, people, you know, always look at the brewing industry and they talk about how you know, the majority of the brewing industry is white male dominated. But even though it's white male dominated, the brewing industry has been the most inclusive industry that I've ever been in. You know, even from the days of when I was going in just to try people's beer to home brewing and bringing in samples of beer, you know, it's always been a huge open community to people that wanted to help, mentor me, and different things like that. And so I know that typically the industry, you know, people look at the industry, well, there's not enough people of color in it. But, you know, opening these discussions and opening these dialogues and having this beer basically is the first step of creating change. And that's what the most important message behind this is.
Right on, Marcus. Is it, it's Weathered Souls? Is it weatheredsoulsbrewing.com? What's the website?
Our website is weathersouls.beer. And then for the actual initiative itself, it's blackisbeautiful.beer.
Very cool.
Beer. Okay.
All right. Yeah, because I'm looking at the Forbes. Normally, I would know the website, but I'm looking at the Forbes article, which is so amazing as this situation with Weathered Souls out of San Antonio, Texas is happening. It's really cool. Herlinda.
So we were talking also about Annie Johnson and Dr. J, who are black women, and I met them through the Pink Boot Society, which is for women.
Again, explain Dr. J, because some of our male listeners are going...
Oh, basketball. She is a PhD.
She was on with us.
She was on with us.
Yeah, she was great.
She is the Brewers Association Diversity Inclusivity Ambassador, but she also owns has a site called craftbeerforall.com. So any brewery or even, you know, wineries and cideries, they can talk to her. She has a PhD in this, and she can help businesses, you know, with their diversity. And she calls it inclusivity, which I love that. It's she means for everybody, not just, you know, one, you know, just race. It's just women, everything, and LGBTQ2 and T, and she's just amazing. But Annie Johnson, you said, inspired you.
Yeah, originally when I got into brewing, about 2010-ish, 2009-ish, and Annie ended up winning Home Brewer of the Year 2013, and that was just a huge inspiration for me, you know, having another black person get so high within home brewing, and that just provided a huge motivation for me to want to develop my skills and basically move to the next step. So even past that, I reached out to Annie, like when I first opened the brewery, and we've have pretty much had a relationship since then. She, at this point, refers to herself as my aunt.
Well, I love the Black is Beautiful initiative, and go to,
blackisbeautiful.beer to find out more.
blackisbeautiful.beer, and the website again for Weathered Souls.
Hello?
Now he can't hear us.
Uh-oh.
Now we lost him.
Bummer.
Cool guy.
Yeah, super cool, huh?
Does he ever come out to go home to Sacramento?
Yes, he does, and he wants to come see the new Windsor, so I told them, you know, they're welcome to come stay with me. I live so close. Oh, is he back on? Okay, good.
All right, yeah, we need to get him in the studio.
Yeah,
you there, Marcus?
Yes, I am.
Marcus Baskerville is with us from Weathered Souls Brewing in San Antonio, and they have just launched the Black is Beautiful initiative. Marcus, talk again about the Black is Beautiful initiative and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so what the Black is Beautiful initiative is basically a call to all breweries around the world to collaborate in a stout. And what that stout does is basically bring awareness to the injustices and inequalities of people of color, black people and other demographics. And basically what it is a call for all breweries to use this recipe and donate 100% of those proceeds to organizations, entities, foundations that support police brutality reform and legal fees. And so basically what this basically is a first step for breweries to start creating, discussing, and dialogue with the communities so we can kind of grow as people.
I love it.
You said that the NAACP actually has reached out to you, and can you please let us know what ends up happening with that? Because
yeah, definitely. That will be on the list of phone calls tomorrow. I've been speaking to a lot of people lately, but yeah, it's exciting to kind of see how they want to get involved. We've had a ton of sponsors already reach out, so Yakima Chief, White Labs, Imperial Yeast, Proximity Malt.
So hops and yeast and malts, nice. All sponsoring.
Yeah, Midwest Barrel Company is offering Willet barrels at cost to anybody that wants to barrel age the beer. BSG is offering 2,200 pounds of hops to any of the breweries to participate. Basically, all you have to do is pay for shipping. So, yeah, we've had some awesome vendors and sponsors reach out with some incredible deals, you know, to kind of help out breweries so the cost don't hit too much with producing the beers.
Marcus Baskerville from Weathered Souls Brewery in San Antonio. Again, the website, sir, because I want to learn more about you guys.
The website is weatheredsouls.beer. Facebook is Weathered Souls Brewing Co. Instagram is Weathered Souls Brewing Co. And then for the initiative, it's going to be blackisbeautiful.beer.
Okay. Well, that gives me a lot to look at. Weathered Souls, Marcus Baskerville, a co-founder in San Antonio. Thank you so much. And next time you come up to visit your folks in Northern California, you need to come in the studio, man.
Definitely. With some beer.
Definitely.
Brews news is that the breweries can actually be open, and as of tomorrow, they do not have to serve a meal. So Russian,
I did see that. Yeah, and we'll talk more about that.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Although the food at both Russian Rivers, Windsor, and downtown are fantastic, so I still suggest getting some food, getting some wings. I love. There's a salmon dish that's like crispy and has this zucchini corn, like almost like a bread pudding. That's so good, but they have it, you know, they have that huge outdoors in Windsor,
right.
Socially distanced. They have the chairs out there and umbrellas. Kids can run around on the grass. They can have dogs in the back. And they are doing all the right things with, you know, making sure everybody's safe, including
their staff. Okay, and it's not just Windsor, but that's huge. Also, of course, the Brew Pub on 4th Street. You can get takeout beer and food every day from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Go to RussianRiverBrewing.com, and I love the fact that all you got to do is call 545-BEER.